And welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters, day 441. How are we all doing? It's clearly a good day, because I can remember what day it is. 441. Ah, unbelievable. A busy day, mind. And it's still too hot. Can somebody take away this heat? Tracy could have it. Tracy's in Spain, so work nicely for Tracy.
I'm in two places at once.
And Mike is in two places at once. But you know, you just do that,
don't you? I'm about to be in three places.
Right, I'm going to go to the chat and see who's first. Yay, Deb! CQ, CQ, Deb! Excellent, excellent. Hello, Simon! Howdy, Kim. Oh, Kim enjoyed the build with me. Excellent. Worth getting out of bed for, was it? Good. That is good news. Simon just reading today. Can't listen in. Motorbike racing is on, but thought you'd say hello. Right. In that case, I'm going to have to type hello to Simon. Oh, but I do wish he could listen. I really do. I'm going to have to ask him a question here. Right. Did you get an invitation to Bongo's wedding? Oh, poor Simon, I'm thinking not. There we go. Let's put that in. Oh, apparently you did get married yesterday. They threw everybody out of the church so they could do the deed. That's lovely, isn't it? And only a week after they sent out the keep the date cards. Which was a total waste of earth resources, wasn't it? Oh, well, never mind. Deed's done. Dealt with. I have no idea what has gone on else in the world. Oh, there's lovely pictures of the wedding. Lovely, lovely, lovely. Anything else going on? No, is the short answer there. Nothing to be worried about. We've got a new vaccine. But I'm not actually sure whether that's going to come in too soon. But it's the single dose. It says here Janssen. Is it Janssen? Janssen? It's been approved in the UK. Oh, and I see she's now changed her name as well. So she's no longer Carrie Simmons. She's now Carrie Johnson. Oh, and I tell you what else came up about the wedding. Oh, it was so funny. But it's gone now. Let me see. Let me see if it's still there. Oh, it was so funny. It was all about Boris's kids. All of them. It was saying that it was his third wedding. And, oh, there he is with no jacket on. And she's got has everybody seen the pictures? If you've not seen the pictures, let me grab hold of the pictures and share with you. Because, you know, if you're abroad, you might not have seen the pictures. Let's get that up. It's a quite old style, countryfied frock. But there we go. Don't dislike it. Not really into wedding dresses, obviously. Simon at the wedding. Yes, that's what I thought, Kim. Oh dear, oh dear. There we go. She looks lovely, him less so. But there you go. And now, where was this bit about all these kids? I think they've taken it away. Oh, it was so funny. Some of it's here, but not all of it. Oh no. Anyway, it started off saying that he married the first lady he was married to when he was 23, which is quite young to be married, isn't it? Looking back at 23, I thought it was incredibly mature. Now I'm thinking, yeah, less so. So let's have a look if I can find this information, because it was so funny. I don't know how many kids he's got, because he doesn't know how many kids he's got, but how many he officially has. But it was the names. Wow. I've no idea where they got these names from, but some of these I've never heard before. So let's see if we can find it here. Right. Allegra Mostyn Owen was the first wife, 6 years. Second one was Marina Wheeler, 27 years. And now he's got Carrie. Oh, good grief. I'm going to have to take a screenshot of this. There's no other explanation to this. Let's do a capture and capture this, because it's just so funny. Right. We'll do up to the children bit, because what I was looking for was a list of their names. But this is far better. Yeah, I think they must have bought a comb for the occasion. Right, there you go. Under the children where it says at least six. Loving the at least. Anyway, where are they? Where are the kids' names? They were fabulous. First names, quite normal. Middle names, wow. Where did they dig these up from? Come on, personal life, personal life. Surely the children are in there. Surely under family. No, good grief, this is going back to... No, I don't think they're listed. So where did they get them from? Oh, I wonder where the BBC got it from. But sadly, they've taken the information away. I should have taken a screenshot. But one of the children is called something Lettuce. Very unusual. So at least six, but we don't know the rest. Oh, so never mind. Yeah, she does look 60s flower girlish, doesn't she? Very flower power. But quite like, not stuffy. Just really natural. I think it looks quite nice. I don't think that would be me, but I quite like the flowers. But no, I don't think that would be me. But it's hippie. Maybe he had his hair Brill cream for the day. You never know. He could have done. I just find it totally amazing. We had the daughter of some friends get married yesterday. And, you know, they've been planning a wedding for a while. And I'm like, why would you do it now? Because you're 4 weeks away from any number of people can go. So I think if you're getting married now or in the next couple of weeks, you're basically saying to people, yeah, only want 30 there. Because after that, you can do what you like. And at the minute, you can't dance either. You're not allowed. You can have your first dance, but you're not allowed any more dancing at the wedding. Here we go. Oh, aren't these just fabulous names? Lara Lettuce. Lara Lettuce Johnson Wheeler. And then we've got, that one's interesting. She's 26 and she was born 5 days after the parents married. That's amazing, isn't it? Clever that. Milo Arthur. And then we've got, it says first of his three sons, but it doesn't name the others. And the others had amazing names. Come on, give me their names. Could you give me the daughters, not the sons? Oh, she looks like him as well. Does Lara Lettuce. Maybe it's Lettice instead of Lettuce. But it's definitely... see, Deb knows all about this. It's an old name. Early 1900s. Not one I'd heard of before, I must admit. And then we've got Milo Arthur. The next one. Cassia Peaches. Now, Peaches, she was born in 1997. And I know there was Peaches Geldof, wasn't there? But again, is that like a traditional name? I've not heard of Cassia either. Then we've got Theodore Apollo. Apollo's a really cool name. I'm loving that. Theodore Apollo. He's 20, currently at Cambridge University. Then there's one that was the naughty one that he shouldn't have had. But she's called Stephanie McIntyre. But I love Theodore Apollo and Peaches. Lettuce or Lettice. Just fantastic. Ooh, Dee's found the comb he used. Is this something Mike could use on his wig? One of his many wigs. Mike has many wigs. And some of them are boy wigs, but the majority of them are girl wigs. Yet that looks just like it. Either that or a hedgehog that he found in the number 10 garden. Oh, so Kim's already putting a bet on for 2028. Well, the thing was, with Marina, the one he only divorced last year, their divorce only came through last year, it was 27 years. But there were lots of shenanigans at the same time. She must have been very cool and laid back to put up with it. But I think it was after he got together with Carrie that it was like, yeah, I'm going to have to do something here. But do you know, anybody else would not have got away with it. Can you imagine that you're an MP and everybody knows that you're married and you're having lots of affairs, and then you are Mayor of London and you're still getting away with it. And as Prime Minister, you're like, yeah, probably going to have to put a ring on it. I find it unbelievable. I do. So... all of those are very old names. They could be family names, I guess, couldn't they? I think it probably goes back to royalty somewhere or other. But you did nothing wrong with traditional names. I'd just never heard of that one. And Apollo, that's just cool. And you didn't one of the others call him something like, not Wolfgang, but Wolf was part of it. Wolfie. And I thought, I'm liking that as well. I think it was August Philip Wolf something. It was Eugenie, Princess Eugenie. Let's have a look. Eugenie. What was the third name of that kid? Oh, that's all about Beatrice. Come on. Do, 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 do. Now, her husband already has a kid called Christopher, but his second name is Wolf, and the kid is called Wolfie. That's where I've got Wolfie from. Where's the full name of this child? Don't leave me hanging. Doesn't actually say, for crying out loud, just says August. This is not good enough. Six mentions of it, hang on. No. Come on, where's all the names? Because I know one was Philip, because Prince Philip was ill at the time. Doesn't actually mention it, for crying out loud. So do I really have to go to Wikipedia for this? Apparently I do. Right, come on. And it says children August Brooksbank. So where's the middle names? Do, 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 do. This is unbelievable. Ah, there we go. Hawk. And that's a family name, apparently. Hawk. That's a cool name. I'm liking that. Boris's sex appeal. Boris has got sex appeal. Can't be resisted, clearly. I think I could do a good job, Dean. I'm pretty sure you could too. I don't find him magnetic in any way, shape or form. But there you go. Ashleen B. No, not heard of her. Not at all. Is this on YouTube? I'm thinking it's probably on YouTube, isn't it? So what else have we been doing today? Obviously, I've had a hectically busy day, as ever. I was up late. I was up late last night, sorting everything out. And then I was up early, and then we had the full English. Oh, it was delicious. It was gorgeous. Then straight into the session. Then Mike started a session for me that I then picked up when I finished my session, and then I did another session after that. And tonight is book club, and I've got two more sessions. Book clubs are very exciting because we've got Zunka Ahrens joining us, who wrote the book. So very, very exciting tonight. Then tomorrow, just don't ask. Tomorrow's sessions start at midnight, I do believe. So let me have a look. I'm sure it's midnight because I'm pretty sure I've got a 1:30 as well. Mind you, you've seen my calendar, so you know what it's like. Right, let's have a look. Where are we now? I have an 8 o'clock, an 8:30, a 10 o'clock, a 12 o'clock and a 1:30, which changed me through to 3 o'clock. And then it all starts again tomorrow. So I have tomorrow a 7 o'clock, a 10 o'clock, a noon, a 2 o'clock, a 4 o'clock, a 6 o'clock and an 8 o'clock. And then a midnight, so I get 4 hours. Whoa! So that one is midnight and 2 o'clock till 3:30. And then the next one's 7 o'clock in the morning. No rest for the wicked. Deb got invited to the book club. Yay! It's definitely worthwhile if you're using Rome. Yeah, you could probably use it for other things. Are you using Rome? Let me know. How am I finding the weather? It's obscenely. It's far too warm. It wasn't bad last night as I was closing the window because there was a breeze. But obviously with all the equipment in here, it gets hot anyway. So we never use the central heating at all. I can't even remember the last time we put the central heating on because we just don't need it. But when it gets warm, oh, there's no cooling it down. There really isn't. So even if it actually went down to like freezing point now, it would probably take about 2 days to cool down. So we're not enjoying it. Danny calls this food court the shambles. Is it a proper name, or do you call all food courts the shambles? I'd imagine it's a proper name. We have in Manchester something called Shambles Square. A shambles, come on you genealogists. It must be an old name for something. Let's show you this. It's a location in Manchester, and the funny part about it is it keeps moving. Shambles Square, and they pick it up and move it. I don't think, can we get a look at it? Probably not. The nearest you'd get to seeing it is there. So I think there's a pub called the Shambles, or is it that oyster bar? But this square is known as Shambles Square. And there was this, well, I'll take a screenshot of it. There's somebody's head in the way, but never mind. We can live with that, can't we? Right, let's grab hold of this. It's like an old pub, you'll see that from the picky. When I say old, I mean really old. And they keep picking it up and moving it. And it was known as Shambles Square, so when they start building, they just move it. It's ridiculous, but they do. You can see what I mean when I say it's old. So that Shambles Square, but where it is now in Manchester is not where it was a few years ago. Let's have a look how far they moved it. That's Harvey Nicks. It used to be down near Victoria Street, I think, and Deansgate. So they've probably moved it maybe half a mile. It's ridiculous, but that's what they do. But you can see how old it is, and that's called the Shambles. So it could well be a proper place. But let's have a look. Shambles, he's in Leeds, isn't he? The Shambles, Wetherby. Wetherby's near Leeds. So let's have a look at it. It's a shopping centre in Wetherby. Wetherby is a small town just south of Leeds, I think. Or is it to the... Where's Leeds? Good grief. Come here, Leeds. Where have you gone? To the northeast of Leeds. Oh, you know what the northeast is, don't you? Vera territory. So you go through Leeds and out the top. And it's a small place there. But yes, it's a proper shopping centre and it's called the Shambles. There we go. Evolved from place where meat is sold. Slaughterhouse. Figuratively, place of butchery. They keep moving this. Confusion or mess, usually in the plural. Yeah. Shopping's pretty much like that, isn't it? Surely. I think that's absolutely fine. Yeah, that's shopping. The IT crowd. The IT crowd's one of my favourites. Do like that. Although the older comedies are much better. What's the newest comedy that you love? I'm thinking about it, and there's not actually much that's like, oh, that's a fantastic comedy. But things like Fawlty Towers, I'd watch. Yes, Minister, and Yes, Prime Minister. All the old stuff. And there's some fantastic radio comedies as well. There was a writer. He wrote both like comic murder mystery type things. One was In the Red. There was another one, High Orders, which was about like servants in a like a kind of Downton Abbey kind of situation. But again, these were comedies. And he also did, what was that fantastic one with Stephen Fry? It was basically about politics in the late 90s. They were taking the proverbial from Mandelson. Oh, it was hysterical. The guy was called... what was his name? In the Red. That's Internet Movie Database, that. And have a look. Not the TV one. Mark Taverner. Mark Taverner, he was the writer. And I only discovered him, you know, after... there was like loads of series. Absolute Power, it was called, with Stephen Fry. But he wrote Absolute Power. He wrote In the Red. And he wrote a good few others as well. And I had no idea, as I'm listening to them, thinking, oh, good grief, these are fantastic. He'd already died. And he was only 53 when he died. And he was such a good writer. He was amazing. So I love listening to those. But again, you know, they are that old now. You're looking at like 15, 20 years old, but they were brilliant. Michael Williams was in The Red, who was married to Judi Dench. He also died young. I think he had cancer. Oh, The Vicar of Dibley. The Vicar of Dibley is a classic. It's a total classic. Sadly, about three or four of them are dead now, including Alice, who was only young. Oh, shocking. I never saw a bit of Fry and Laurie, but Vicar of Dibley. The episode with the Christmas lunches. You cannot beat that episode. It was a classic. Another good one that you may have seen was Dinner Ladies with... what was her name that was in that? Maxine Peake was in it. And at the time, she played a girl called Twinkle. And if you see Maxine Peake now, nothing like Maxine Peake. But it was her first job out of drama school. And she was saying, like, it was so intimidating with Victoria Wood. And yet she was lovely. And I watched this two-hour documentary that was like the behind-the-scenes. And apparently she wrote it, Victoria Wood, and they would record it twice. So on a Thursday night, they recorded it in front of a studio audience. And on a Friday, they'd record it again. So sometimes you do that for like redundancy. So sometimes if I'm doing a VO for something, I'll do it and I'll think I'm not confident of that one, and then I'll do it again. So they had two nights to go at this and make sure that they got every shot that they needed because it was recorded with a live audience. But the thing was, between the Thursday night and the Friday night, she would be up all night and she'd be rewriting. And the other cast members were saying, oh, it was a nightmare because, you know, you learnt your lines for the Thursday and by Friday, stuff had changed. But Victoria Wood was really sensitive to how the audience reacted to it. And sometimes they'd say it would be like one word, or they'd put like an instruction to like change the cadence of something. But sometimes it was a complete like rewrite to a paragraph and they had like 5 minutes to learn it. But the series was so good. Oh, it was brilliant. The Christmas lunch one was classic. And the other one that was great that I loved, Kim, was the one with Alice giving birth. It was absolute genius. It was a good series. So you love the English comedies, Renee? There are some good ones. I just think, at the moment, nothing that's like, oh, the next series of X. All the good ones seem to be like quite old now. I can't think of any more modern ones. Fry and Laurie. The 24-year-old son opens a drawer and his father tells him he's the chosen one. He spends the whole episode telling him of his destiny to defeat evil. And turns out he made it all up to get him out the house. No, I didn't see Fry and Laurie. I don't know how I managed not to. Probably at uni. When about was it? I'd be at uni, or maybe Maya was a baby. I don't know. He was a demanding dog, was Maya. A very demanding dog. Lola spent the entire day sunning herself. So she's kind of worn out with the weather. But I'm not surprised. It's horrible here. Oh, Kim doesn't have any good comedies either. There was one many years ago, Kim, and I look back now, and it was shocking. But at the time, I really found it funny. Now, it was the girl in it. It was literally a takeoff of Marilyn Monroe. What was it called? I'll have to go off what one of the actors. If I can remember that. I wish I could remember her name. Oh, no. How would you spell that? I think the guy was called Jay Senes. Not Seneca. Senes. Have we got Jay Senes? Oh, apparently not. Oh, it's going to annoy me. It was years ago. It was literally the 80s. And she was bopping around in like leotard and stuff. And there were two guys that shared a flat who were lusting after her. But there were some brilliant one-liners in it. But I look back now and I think, gosh, that was sexist. It was a product of its time. I didn't see either Seinfeld or Frasier, I'm afraid. I don't know why. Blackadder, I think I saw some of the second series. Oh, was it Three's Company? Let me have a look. I'm sure the guy was called Jay and he died early. Oh, yeah, black curly hair. Let's have a look. Three's Company. That doesn't actually ring a bell. But let's have a look. No, but it pretty similar, doesn't it? That's John Ritter. The blonde lady on the front of the DVD does look very similar. Like I said, J something with his name. I know it was a J. But I'm not sure how you would spell Sinéad. That's my recollection of it. But that might not actually have been his name. I think it was the 80s. Let's have a look. No, I'm not seeing it in there either. I'll have to find it, because I did find it a few years ago. And it wasn't anything like as funny. And I thought, why did you find this funny? It wasn't funny. I think it was just me. I wonder if it's got two S's in it. Oh, there'd be an E there, wouldn't there? Let's try that. Or maybe it was a C. Is he in that one? No. I've got a list of people who were in comedies who's died, and I'm looking through the list to see if it's him. Good grief. There are lots of people here. Oh, that was a comedy I did enjoy. Benson. But that was years ago, wasn't it? Absolutely years ago. No, he wasn't called J. Thomas. No, that is obviously somebody else. Oh, I wish I could remember it. It was something like... It was only like a short title. You didn't watch TV in the 80s. You don't remember anything. What I enjoyed in the 80s was L.A. Law. L.A. Law was my absolute favourite. Then in the 90s, it was probably ER. Although I did watch some Chicago Hope, but we didn't get every episode of Chicago Hope, which was most unfortunate. The X-Files, they ruined by putting them on out of order, which doesn't work when one episode's a sequel and you've not seen the original. We have some complete tripe too, though. Really, really bad stuff that masquerades as a comedy and isn't. That's what I'm saying. I don't think at the minute there is a really good comedy out there. Even thinking like in terms of... Well, I'll tell you who did do some good stuff. Peter Kay. But he took a break a while back saying there was illness in the family. And I think he's only ever done one interview since. So I'm assuming the illness in the family, that he was ill. But they've never actually confirmed that. But some of his stuff was good. But other than that, no, I don't think there's that much out there. Oh, D's out of touch. Well, you know me, no TV. So maybe that's why I don't think there's any good comedy. Maybe that's why. Oh, Line of Duty seems so much like 24. The thing with Line of Duty is they're not afraid to kill off a character, are they? And neither was 24. It was always like, who's going to survive to the end of the week? And I remember the series one was like, whoa, they can't do that. You know, we're only six episodes in, he can't die. But they didn't steer away from that. The one that I always remember, because Mike and I were like, oh, was when there was Chappelle, Ryan Chappelle. And they were basically, I can't remember who was involved in terms of baddies, but they were blackmailing them for him to either shoot himself or Jack Bauer shoot him. And you're like, well, that won't happen. You know, something will happen at the last minute. Oh, didn't. And then they had the temerity to kill Edgar off. And it's like, they won't kill Edgar. They can't kill Edgar because he'd been in it for series. You know, it's like three series. They killed Edgar. So I was always surprised with that. What have I been watching lately? The only thing that I watched was one called, was it Before We Die? And I must admit, the acting's great, but the storyline has been done a million times before. So it's okay, but we won't go any further than that. You know, it was okay. Other than that, there is one that's on my favourite channel. The only channel I pay much attention with, which was BBC 4. No, is it 4? Yeah, 4. It's on Channel 9. So I've got to remember that it's 9, although it's 4, if you know what I mean. There's stuff on there, but it's usually Swedish or Danish. Possibly sub-Norwegian thrown in, you know, for good measure. Let's have a look what that was called. Where's the guide? I haven't actually caught up with this one yet, but I think it was on last night. That's why I won't catch up with it. BBC Four. This one's called Blinded, Those Who Kill. And it's season two at the moment, and it's from Denmark. So I'm presuming that'll be subtitled. So I can't do that while I'm doing something else. But I do like my Scandi Noir. I do. I think we had an episode of Vera the other night, but I've only ever seen one. So I don't bother with that. Because I'd only be like, what's going on and who are they and why are they there? Oh, in terms of place names, Kim, when you asked about the Shambles, and it's a shopping centre in Wetherby. Not far from there, there's some fantastic names. One of which is Kettles Ing Bottom. So Kettles, ING, Bottom. Oh, there's some fantastic names up there. You really do need to visit up there. You'd love it. It's very rural. I wanted to go to... it's a place just off the motorway on the way to Leeds. Not Hebden Bridge. Where are we? Come on, move back a bit. I don't think it was Burnley either. Name will come to me. Where's it gone? Not Halifax. And I definitely never, ever want to go to Huddersfield again. Apologies if you're living in Huddersfield. I visited once. Once was more than enough. More than enough. But this place is Bronte country. It's called Haworth. And I've been once and I absolutely loved it. Oh, it's fantastic. There's the Bronte waterfall. It's near Keighley. The Parsonage Museum, loved it and wanted to go back. But every time we've been past it, we've been on our way somewhere and the car is full of tech and we couldn't possibly carry it around with us. And it's very hilly. So it's very Wuthering Heights, but I think we should make a day of it, you know, when we can, and go out there, because, you know, you wouldn't have to worry about people because social distancing's a given out there. Yes, Kettlesing Bottom is what it's called. Yes, we are weird with our pronunciations, aren't we? I watched a true crime video. I love my true crime. This true crime video. And it was about Leicester. Only she pronounced it Leicester all the way through it. I'm like, I know there's an E in it and an I in it and a C in it, but it's Leicester. Leicester, as in L-E-S-S-T-E-R, Leicester. But it's spelt Leicester. It totally threw the poor girl. Oh, and the thing was, in the comments, are you illiterate? And I thought, she's American. How's she supposed to know? If I looked at it, I might think that. We have some weird and wonderful place names. We do. But I think Kettlesing Bottom is a good one. There are others that are utterly ridiculous. But that one's up there, isn't it? In fact, some people don't say Haworth. They say Haworth, because it's H-O-W-A-R-T-H, but it's Haworth. But Yorkshire's full of places like that. It's a beautiful place. It really is a beautiful place. I think Tracy had some. Renee, I'm going nowhere near that. Nowhere near it. Ireland do have some names, don't they, that I mean, my dad was always falling over Drogheda, because it's spelt Drogheda. So don't ever let my dad loose in Ireland. No. We also had a map for Ireland that was a classic. My dad said, you navigate, I'm driving, because I think I was 15. So there I am with this map. So I'm looking at the map and the map said straight ahead. So we're coming up to this junction and my dad said left or right. I said straight on. Bearing in mind, I'm looking at the map. He goes mental because my dad was... We didn't realise at the time how nervy a driver he was, but he liked to know where he was going. He really liked to know where he was going, to the point he'd really lose it if he didn't. And he's screaming at me, it's a T-junction. And I'm looking at the map thinking, no, it's not. I looked up and I thought, oh, it's a T-junction. Not on the map, it's not. So I thought, and the thing was, it was like, well, The map's got to be wrong, because that building's been there since forever. And yet it said it was a T-junction. So I said, well, go left and then go right. But by then, a screaming match ensued. So there you go. It's pronounced Elstervoik. Is it Voik? That's the best I can do. Hello, Sarah. I'm not going near that one either, Kim. So, Islander, the leader of nonsensical pronunciations. Oh, Siobhan, that's a classic, isn't it? I read an article, an interview with the Rebus guy, the guy that writes the Rebus books. And he said he didn't realise when he created the kind of sidekick character of Siobhan, it would cause such a problem. And some people didn't know in America how to say Siobhan, you know, how you would pronounce that, until the series arrived. And then it was like, whoa, it's that? And another one was the one from Harry Potter. The girl in Harry Potter, the kid. What's her name? I've not read Harry Potter. But there was Harry, wasn't there? And, oh, Hermione. And this girl said, I thought it was Hermione. And I thought, well, that's logical. That's logical. But that's a name that we have heard over here. So Hermione. But somebody said that they didn't know that until they heard the audiobooks and they were blown away. And they've been saying it wrong for 15 years. Oh, dear. Yes, there are some in Wales. Chidge is the only person I know who can say the one that's got 52 characters in it. But that's just Chidge. That's the one. That one, D. Go, go, go. That one. I can only manage the end. But Chidge can say that entire name. Only person I know who can do that. We're lucky here. Ours is simple. But it's problematic even though it's simple. So ours is Sale. S-A-L-E. You try looking for that on Google. No, don't do that. All you'll get is Sale. Sale articles. There's a sale on. Do you want cheap computers? Like, no. So whenever I search for something, you know, like you want something in sale or near sale, I have to put it in like M33. So hairdressers, M33, not sale. Or you'll get 3,000 hairdressers sales. I don't know why it's called Sale. I really don't. What's the history of why we're called Sale?
I've no idea.
I know the Sale More part of it. Anyway, how's the girl?
How are you doing?
She's fine.
Oh, aren't you eating that? I was not, sir.
She is.
She's nibbling at the end, aren't you? There you go. I'll put that there so you can nibble at the end.
She's got a dentist stick, so she's a happy dog.
It's too hot for her.
It's too hot for me. It's hideous. So we've done the Boris thing with these kids. Laura Lettuce, or Lettice, depending on how you spell it. And he's got another one called Theodore Apollo.
Oh.
These are fabulous names, aren't they?
Yeah.
And I went to Wikipedia to try and find the names, right? Because they were on a BBC article and they vanished. So it's a Wikipedia article. You know, it says, like, mother, father, children. Under the children, it said, possibly six, maybe more. Which I thought was fabulous. Oh, brilliant. Now, I know Maeve because of Maeve Binchy. I love her books. I know that's totally not me, but I just love her books. I read one once called, was it Victoria Line, Central Line? It was about, it was like a little story thing. So each chapter was a different story. And it was based on the tube stations on a particular line. I think it was Victoria Line, Central Line, and I think also they renamed that the book. I don't know why they would do that. Come on, you're spelling it wrong. That's why you can't find it. Let's try that again. Victoria Line, Central Line. I read it many years ago, and I absolutely loved it. I thought it was a fantastic book. So I know I'm fine with that one. And her sister narrates her audiobooks, which is lovely as well. Neve, I know, because I think there's somebody married to somebody called Neve. And is it Ashleen? The other one that we mentioned earlier? Edge's first wife in U2 was called Ashleen, so I know her as well. But there are some...
I didn't know he had a first wife.
Oh, he had a first wife. They had their kids together as well. And then he had a second wife and Alison. Had more kids.
And she called Alison.
No, that's Bono's wife. Oh. They've been together since forever as well.
Oh, yeah, that's who I was thinking of.
Oh, I'm loving Renee knowing Maeve from the Sex Education Netflix series. Really, Renee? Now it's all coming out. Oh, I'm loving it. I think part of the problem, Sarah, you know, like you say, you struggled to pronounce it, but now you know it's Neve, is you look at the letters and you try and say it as it is. You just have to think, you just have a look at the first letter and think, right, I'm not bothering looking at the rest, or it'll throw you again.
Niama.
We've got some quite, probably about what, maybe half a dozen to a dozen Irish names at church that I struggle with. I've just about managed Anya, which is spelt nothing like that. And we've got...
Emir.
Well, Emir, however you say it.
Emir's like...
She pretty much takes anything, doesn't she?
Well, Emir's a region, isn't it?
Yeah. I always think it's Emir, but I'm not sure.
Do you want another one?
Dee will know.
You're a hungry bear.
Ooh, Dee needs an Urban Dictionary handy to know what to ask. You do not need the Urban Dictionary. No. Leave it alone.
Walk away. That's what I get told.
The Urban Dictionary is dangerous. I only looked up something to do with a potato. I'll never be the same again. So I'm not going there. I did not know Seattle was named after an Indian chief. Somebody did mention on a programme the other day who Philadelphia was named after. I think it was Philadelphia.
That'll be the soft cheese.
You reckon?
Yeah.
I think the soft cheese came second, Mike, but carry on. I bet you don't have Philadelphia cheese in the States because the other states would complain.
Philadelphia.
He's heading off now, aren't you, Mike?
To Wikipedia.
Heading off to Wikipedia.
Not to Urban Dictionary.
No, don't go to Urban
Wikipedia
Dictionary.
Wikipedia, name, Philadelphia. It's a combination of two Greek words, love, philio, and brother. Adolphus. The city was named by its founder, William Penn, who envisaged a city of religious tolerance where nobody would be persecuted.
It was still waiting for that, but never mind. So
it's got nothing to do with the cheese.
No, it's nothing to do. Well, I knew it wasn't anything to do with the cheese, Mike. Oh, another one in Ireland is...
Rennie says after cream cheese.
Yeah, exactly.
They obviously have
clearly
Philly,
have it there.
Philly in Holland.
There was another one in Ireland, Dunleary.
Dunlochair.
Mm, exactly.
Boomtown Rats did a song called Dunleary.
That's how you know how to pronounce it.
Yeah, but I thought it was Dunlochair. I said to my dad, it was when you used to get a free picture disc on like Looking or something like that. Do you remember those?
Yeah.
And I said, Dad, I've got this picture disc, Dunlochair. I said, I think you'll find it's Dunleary.
Oh, you do have Philly cheese. I thought the other states would complain. Dee, no. You see what I mean about the Urban Dictionary? It's just dangerous. Accidentally bumping into it. I mean, that's all you need to say. Oh, there's the idiot with the bike. Off again.
Which one?
There's exactly, we're surrounded by them, aren't we? Oh, well, never mind. The thing is with Urban Dictionary, the most innocuous word will have some kind of bizarre meaning of which you were unaware. And now you're aware, it's like, whoa. Urban Dictionary, I think, is just urbandictionary.com, isn't it?
You're asking me?
Well, I don't go, do I? I should ban it.
I think it is. Oh, yeah.
Renee's never heard of it. Leave your ignorance's bliss, Renee. Embrace it.
Go and have a look.
What am I having a look at?
Urban I'm talking Dictionary. To Renee.
I'll try and find something innocuous. Right.
You Dutchies are all free-spirited and, well...
Is Dutchie a thing? Don't look up that. I've literally just gone to Urban Dictionary. So I've gone to urbandictionary.com. At the top of the page, it says May 30th, word of the day. Do not go any further. No.
Is that like telling a child not to put the finger in the plug?
Yep.
Oh, well, I'll go and do it in that case.
I'm liking the fact you can get a mug with the word of the day on, which you probably don't want to put that word of the day on there. Oh, Dutchies is a thing. I did not know that.
Ignatio's joined Slack, our new friend.
Cool. I'll get into Slack at some point when I get a chance to breathe. Some of these words are just really bad.
I'm a moth to a flame.
I'm just reading yesterday's and I'm like, what?
Yesterday's what?
Word of the day, the 29th of May. Don't go there. See what I mean? Everything has a filthy connotation.
In your mind.
No, I mean, seriously. Two words here. Retrograde and Mercury. So if you put them together as Mercury retrograde, there's nothing wrong with that, is there? Until you know what it means. Don't go there. No. And then, oh, my, look. No, these words get worse. What on earth by wife energy? Oh, no, no, they're terrible. Don't just avoid it. The only time I ever went there, how I stumbled across it was, you know, when you see like an acronym and you have no idea what it means. Urban Dictionary is great for telling you that. But the problem is it gives you like not just the meaning that was intended in the context you were searching for it. It also gives you 9 other meanings, most of which you'll need a bucket as you read. And these words of the day are pretty bad for that. They're not good. Renee, a dirty mind is a joy forever. No. Do we need to convert him to Mac use? Ooh. Well, with Affinity, he's okay, isn't he? And with Scrivener, he's okay.
Kim's been to Urban Dictionary based on that comment she's just made.
It's not good, is it, Kim? It's not good. This is what I said. Stay away.
FOMO.
Yeah. But, you know,
you
once
couldn't
you've seen
resist,
it,
could you, Kimmy?
Well, look, there's one for Ellen, right? Girls who eat carrots. But I guarantee you, if I go to see it, I'm not going to enjoy it. Actually, that doesn't say too much. And you can get it on a mug for your grandma. Probably not a good idea, because if she wasn't dead, she would be after she'd read the mug. No. Isn't it amazing that they can monetize that and have a mug? We need a MacBytes mug. We did have a MacBytes mug, didn't we?
Yeah.
We need to get the merch back up.
Yeah.
I've actually had 2 emails from people already since we finished, and we didn't finish till about 5:15, did we? Scrivener, 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 want Scrivener. Oh, your Scrivener's amazing. Look at it. Looks like Scrivener's heading up the list of wants. A duchy is a joint. I know, you see, so Mike's talking through his backside. You've just called Renee a joint, Mike.
Right.
I told you to stay away from the Urban Dictionary.
As in past the duchy.
That makes total sense. But I thought a duchy was a bong. This conversation, we're all going to end up on Urban Dictionary. Oh, so Dean said, I heard a term which means you call someone to your room and try to finish self-pleasuring before they get there. Why would you do that? I've got a word for that. Insanity. There you go. Kim needs to know what I was talking about. Extreme case of FOMO.
There you go.
But you see, you were warned. You were warned. It's bad. I mean, Mercury retrograde. Don't go and look that up. Now I'm aware of what it is. I don't ever want to think about it again. Oh, dear, dear. I did open a can of Scrivener worms, didn't I? But my Scrivener is like... There's some things like Evernote that I don't care about. So if I wanted to save a copy of an email, Evernote's a good place to put it out of my sight. I'll find it if I need it, right? So I don't care about organising it. It's like, just shove it in the archive, you'll find it. So there is an inbox and stuff will go to the inbox. And then it's like, OK, do I need it today? No, shove it in the archive. But Scrivener is like organised to within an inch of its life. So Scrivener's organised, Notion's organised, Rome is organised. And it makes such a difference. It does make such a difference. So the success measure of my course for the third time is going to be the email, isn't it? Now I've committed to weekly updates. That's going to be our measure of success. Does she actually manage to stick to it? We'll see. We will see.
I'm trying to get Ignacio to join us for the last few minutes of tonight.
Oh, Kim says she got very little short-term memory. That's probably a good idea. I have very little memory, full stop. I'm still trying to think about what that programme was called. The comedy from the 80s. There was a guy in it who went on to like loads of other programmes and became really well known. But the other one, the one with the dark curly hair, I remember him because he played like, one was like straight like business, putting a suit on, going out, suit and tie type of guy. And the other one was like a bit, I think he was like athletic and arty, and he'd be like lounging around in a tracksuit. I'm just thinking, I cannot for the life of me remember the name of the show, but it was dated, let's put it like that. So no, I've got no memory either. None at all. None at all. Oh dear. Well, maybe he will be able to join us. Who knows? So what have we all got planned for the week? Do you plan your week on a Sunday? I would like to laughably plan my week at any point. But Sunday used to be when I planned the week. But, you know, with so many sessions and stuff, that can be a tinge on the tricky side now.
Ignacio's joined us.
Yay! Hello, Ignacio. Good to have you with us. We are in the middle of discussing what we're doing next week. I clearly need to look at Scrivener more, don't I?
We didn't mention Marooned, did we, this afternoon?
We did not mention Marooned.
We better give him a quick 30-second introduction. It's basically a chat show where anything goes.
Oh, trust us, anything goes. If you check back up in the chat,
It started as a tech chat show every night.
It was five nights, Mike.
Yes, five nights, but we're now 441 days in since we went into lockdown. We talk about anything and everything, don't we?
As you've probably worked out by now if you've checked the chat. We do, but at the moment we're pondering what we're all doing in the week. So my week is sessions, wall-to-wall sessions. Morning, noon, evening, midnight, 1:30. So what I am, seriously, I'm not joking when I say to you I'm sleeping in episodes. I am. I'll get like an hour and a half to an hour 45 between the morning shows. And then maybe another three after the show. And yes, it is stressful, but I think it's worth it. My course is worth it. So that's what I'm doing at the moment. So that's my week. I've got that to do. I've got admin to do for tomorrow. It is actually a holiday in the UK, but the course is US-based. Which is actually, that's bizarre, because isn't it Memorial Day tomorrow? So, you know, a day off for Memorial Day would have been nice. A day off full stop would have been nice. But no, we're not doing that. We're not having that. So just got to ponder that. I'm going to get round that. So tomorrow's a busy day. Tuesday's a busy day. Wednesday is less busy. So Wednesday is when I will prepare for after hours on Friday. And then I think it's going to ease off. Friday morning is quite quiet, I think. But other than that, it's the usual chaos. Morning, noon and night. So what is everybody else doing?
I might have set up, what's it called? Not Keyboard Maestro, the other one.
Alfred.
No, the other one.
The other one, the other one, the other one.
The text expander equivalent. Not keyboard.
Typinator.
Typinator. I might have set one up to do something strange with the word Windows, because every time I type it, it puts a tab after it. I've just typed it in the chat. I'm going to have to check that.
For crying out loud, Mike, honestly.
Oh, hang on, Windows.
Why would you do that? Oh, Sarah's got a couple of days away.
I don't know.
Amazing.
No, it just says Windows space. Hang on, abbreviation Windows. Full word Windows.
Did we mention the demo that I did? Where
can I just say, do not
make your expansions a real word.
Can I just say it was you that set most of these up for me?
I did not. I'm not likely to set that up. Everything section key. Section key in my world. Section key and whatever. It would have been section key win.
Oh, I must have done it.
Yes, Mike
I'm
must have done it.
I'm going to delete it.
So if you type in for the win, you'll get for the Windows. I bet he's done that somewhere and not even noticed, I swear. Right, so let me get back to the car. Right. Dee needs to find a new car or pay for a new engine. Oh, I know the feeling.
I suppose you could say WWDC is like Microsoft Build, couldn't you?
Yes, it's a developer's conference.
In the Windows world.
So although there is a keynote, and the keynote's what everybody thinks about, it is actually a week-long developer conference for developers of applications for the Mac platform to go and actually get one-to-one time with the Apple developers. Now, obviously, this is the second year it's been virtual. So usually there's like a ballot to get tickets. But it looks like it's going to be a video show a week tomorrow. We are only a week away. So, yes, the bingo cards are being created as we speak. The layout is done. I did that in a demo. We've just got to sort the data out. So fingers crossed for the cardy. Fingers crossed. You may not be able to share much being a Windows user. Well, all of the Affinity applications are exactly the same. The only exception is what I showed today, which was the colour palettes, which behave slightly differently. Scrivener is, it's now, I would say, 99% identical. They certainly took long enough to get there. But you can certainly, anything that I would show in Scrivener, you could follow along with. What else have we got that's cross-platform?
Anyway, I'm a Windows user.
When Mike does a demo, it's always in Excel for Windows. So what you can do on a Mac is you can install an application, one of two. One's called Parallels, one is called Fusion. And you can actually have a window on your Mac that is running Windows. So it runs Windows in a little sandbox of its own. We never actually demoed that, have we?
No.
But I do that because I have to use Microsoft Publisher. So I have a Windows virtual machine and it works very, very well. So I did actually have a Windows laptop and it just stopped working one day, didn't it? But aren't you going to fix that for me? Or did you fix it for me?
I think I did.
Because I thought, oh, that's dead.
No, I turned it on and it was fine.
Oh, yeah, that was right, wasn't it? So yeah. You said, like, yeah, because, you know, you say that with me, don't you? Oh, this isn't working. And then Mike says, you know, I say, I'll have a look at it. And as soon as I look at it, it's fixed. Only this time it was with Windows. And it was fixed. So it just corrected itself. Didn't for me, of course. But I only handed it to Mike because he fixed his mother's. So we do actually have Windows machines in the house. And we got these virtual machines as well. So we're quite happy to demo anything on Windows. Some of the stuff, like the last section of the show at the moment on a Friday night, we're looking at the macOS Finder and apps for it. So some of that wouldn't be as relevant. But hey, you're here. And it's a lot of what we do is cross-platform. Oh, yes, WWDC is happening next week. So it's a keynote on Monday. And we will have a show. We will move Marooned to 4 o'clock. We will have a Mac Bites Live at 5 o'clock. And at 6 o'clock, we'll take the live stream from Apple. They will tell us what they're doing in terms of software. We will find out what the next version of iOS will contain. So iOS 15, which is for phone and iPad. We'll probably get some idea of things that the watch can do. And we'll get, oh, Tabby Cat. Tabby Cat will be announced, won't it? We'll get the name. Tabby Cat is the Mac Bites code name, what we call the next version of macOS. So because they used to be named after cats, it used to be Tiger, Leopard, Snow Leopard, what else did we have? Panther. We always said, oh, the next one will be called Tabby Cat. So the next version of macOS is always Tabby Cat. But they've changed the name since then, so they've got rid of the cats. So what did we... That Kim came up with a place. Didn't you say it was called, like, Stinky Pool or something, Kim? And I said that would be a good name. macOS Stinky Pool, or whatever it was called. Oh, that's another good point, Ignacio. You're quite right. We also cover stuff like Canva and Notion and Craft and everything, which is cross-platform anyway. Oh, and Obsidian's been requested, and that's also cross-platform because it runs in a browser. Tar Pits, that's the one. So it's going to be macOS Tar Pits. I will. Good words will be said if they follow my lead on this and call it macOS Stinky Pool. Yeah, Stinky Pool or Tar Pits. I'll go for either of those. You see, Tar Pits, Stinky Pool, same thing. Kim knew exactly what I meant. Do you think, Kim, we've been together too long here, if you know what I mean when I say Stinky Pool? No, no, of course not. Absolutely not. There's plenty of legs in this yet. Oh, my word. Tar pits, that's the one. Has anybody created a branding guideline with Affinity Suite? I did a while back. I did a branding guide for MacBytes. Not quite sure where that is at the moment. Well, it's probably with the Project 13 things. I should have shown that today, shouldn't I? Yeah, I did create a branding guideline for that. You wish there was a way to run Keynote on Windows. You've been learning how to use it. Keynote's fabulous, but be careful where you put your files. I used Keynote for...
It ate my slides.
14 years. And then one night it ate my slides. There was no way to recover them, even from the backup. It had nuked the backup. So once it happened three times, I moved to PowerPoint. And you will never find anybody less likely to use PowerPoint than me. But now it's PowerPoint all the way. If you want to run Keynote on a Mac, there is actually a way. And I do believe it's free. Let me just check it's still free. Oh, did they buy it? Good grief, that's not good. Is it that one? Are you free? Tell you what, let's ask the question. Is VirtualBox free? Right. Did Microsoft buy VirtualBox?
I've no idea.
No, according to this, it's Oracle. Oracle have a free thing called VirtualBox. And this came to the fore about 10 years ago when iBooks Author came out. And the only way to build an iBook is using iBooks Author on a Mac. And people who were on Windows were like, but I want to build an iBook. And you couldn't do it on an iPad or anything like that. So what they did, these people with a Windows box, is they got VirtualBox, got it installed, and installed macOS inside VirtualBox. So they had what I'm doing with Windows inside a virtual machine on my Mac, they were doing with the macOS on Windows. And then you could install the software and you're good to go. So don't work on the principle that it's impossible, because it's not. Oh, D, I feel your pain. OneNote. I used OneNote when it was in alpha. Bill Gates wrote OneNote. He got frustrated with Word for Notes. And it got released as this beta, and I started trying it. It's like, wow, loving this. And I used it until I switched to a Mac. So I used it for 5 years. There wasn't a version on the Mac, and I don't think a web version was a possibility either. Then they brought out the Mac version, and I started using it. And it would be good to say that it actually synchronizes every now and then, but bitter experience has proved otherwise. I don't think I've ever actually lost anything, but that could just be my mind playing tricks. But it synchronizes when it feels like it, and that's not often. Not often. Is the video one of the YouTube playlists? I think it is, but you'd need to let me try and find out what episode it was. So I will put it on a post-it note. Now, you will be unaware that putting it on a post-it note is the MacBytes equivalent of this is going to happen. It's like having a tattoo of it. So let's have a look at branding guidelines. I will find them. I think it was when we last had a look at that. And I will have looked at... do you use Envato Elements at all? Envato Elements is a subscription service, or you can buy individual things. So let's find a link for you. Elements. Branding guidelines. Branding guidelines. Right. You can get a branding guideline as either a presentation template or a graphics template or photos that you could use as a mock-up. So I'll just send you that link. If you go to that link, this is the service that I use to download like starting points for documents. So that's the link that will show you them all. But if I then go into these brand guidelines, let's have a look. Let's get one with a really good preview as to what that actually looks like. That one's got lots of things there. So something like that was what I think it looked like when we were done. There we go. Envato Elements is really good. It's about, I think, $14 a month. I had two courses on there, but I don't have any affiliation with them beyond that. So I took Envato Elements because you can buy these things individually. You can also sometimes buy them from Mighty Deals and sites like that, but you'll pay kind of $20 to $30 each. Whereas with this, you know, for your $14, you get access to not just presentations or graphics, but you get access to stock video, video templates, music, sound effects, the graphics templates that are like InDesign, which you can open, of course, in Affinity. You get graphics, presentation templates, fonts, add-ons, web templates, all kinds of stuff. To me, it's actually worth it. And I think you use it quite a bit for graphics,
don't
you?
I do, yeah. So I use it for quite a lot of stuff.
It's even if you want to change something quite a lot, it's a really good starting place. If you don't need that kind of stuff, then there's obviously Canva, which I think Canva does branding guidelines, doesn't it? Let's have a look. Brand guidelines. What are they? Yeah, yes, it does. Yes, it does. So if you look, just type in brand guideline in Canva, you come up with a whole huge range of stuff. Obviously, you need to go in and edit it, but Canva makes editing it just so easy. Something coming from Canva this week. Not Canva themselves, but something that I've made in Canva. Oh, I'm getting carried away with it here. Set link to Envato, is that the one you recommend you start with, or is it a template? No, it's not my template. I haven't put anything up there in terms of templates. I just picked that one because if you click on the image, you can see what you get with it in terms of it comes in a docx, it comes in an InDesign file, and you can see previews. If you actually click on that image, it will take you through to like a preview, and you can see five more images that will give you an idea of what that actually looks like, what it includes and stuff. So obviously you can change all of the colours and everything, but it would be easier to start with something that has the kind of vibe that you want, the look that you want. And that one had lots of pictures that you could follow along with. So that's why I put that one in. No other reason than that. I would probably go for something with more white space myself. But we did start one, so that's probably an idea for something that we could do as one of these sessions. So why not? Why not? Let's do that. Renee's downloaded branding guideline for Illustrator. Don't know what to do with it. is it actually an Illustrator file? Because an Illustrator file would open up in Designer. I guess you've just got to put your information in there. That's why I would start with one that has the vibe you're looking for. Because, you know, if many years ago, getting hold of any file for a demonstration was a nightmare. Now you're overwhelmed with it. So rather than start with something that doesn't look quite like you want it to look, you might as well pick one that's, you know, like airy and modern or traditional. And then don't worry about the colours, but look about the layout. The layout is the important bit. Oh, Renee's off to watch Fry and Laurie. Excellent. Right, so what I'm going to do is head off and get into my book club, because tonight's the big night. We've got the author visiting tonight. And of course, we will be back with you tomorrow night, same time, same place, 7 o'clock at UK time, where we will be marooned at MacBytes headquarters. And hopefully with some tech news, because obviously what we'll be doing all week is the big countdown to WWDC. What we can expect, what we can't expect, what we like. Mock-ups to drool over, concepts that won't look anything like the monstrosities that Apple actually release. Kim and I are desperate to see a shiny new iMac with a huge screen and oodles of RAM and 17 M1 chips. And do you know what we'll get? Something hideous like last time in pink or snot green, one or the other. So that'll be this week. But you know what? We have a huge amount of fun doing just that. So, good to have you with us, Ignacio. I'll get that pronounced right, won't I? Ignacio. Right, I've got it. I think I've got it. Awesome. Good to have you with us. I'm glad you enjoyed the session. So, for the moment, it's good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.